It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Danny Van Wagner, the mayor of Castledale. It's good to get talking to him again, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on in Castledale. We're going to try and cover as much as we can right now. Mayor Van Wagner, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today.
Well, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it.
Anytime, sir. We've got a lot to cover, so let's start right at the top of it. This is something that's been near and dear to your heart, you said, and it's been going on since the beginning of your administration, and you've got some exciting news that's coming to Main Street in Castledale. So I'm going to let you talk about that first.
All right. Our Main Street has, for a long time, looked like it's dead and dying. And through the graciousness and a grant from the Coal Strike Team, we got some money to purchase properties on our Main Street that had old buildings that nobody's been in them. We will be demolishing those buildings this month. It's going to put a little bit of keep your eyes open on Main Street, but by the time it's all done, we're going to be cleaning up our middle of our Main Street, and we're excited to see what the future's going to hold. We've had an entrepreneur, a business person, called Great Origin Properties. They have approached us about these properties, and they're wanting to put in remote working stations, offices where you would have your permanent office, up to 27 different office buildings with some retail. And so we can't wait for our Main Street to start looking alive and feeling energy again and moving forward.
And you were saying, when we were talking, you were talking about the fact that there are different even retail opportunities that are coming, possible clothing stores that are going to be in there. Let's talk about some of those things that we were kind of talking about that are a possibility for some of the space in this building.
Right. These spaces, like I said, 27 spaces. Some of them might take a double space, but there could be small retail. We're talking coffee shops, pastry shops, things to get foot traffic in Castledale, moving up and down our Main Street. Coming across from our county courthouse and also our city hall, and just a really exciting atmosphere and an exciting bunch of properties. So Tara's got a great package put together of what she's going to do. She presented to our council, and the financial plan looks really good, and we're going to encourage everything we can to help this come into fruition.
And so while we're on the subject of construction, let's talk about Emory High School, because, you know, they're keeping some of what's there, but it sounds like you guys are getting a brand new high school for the most part.
For the most part. The Spartan Center and the theater will be left, but they will start demolishing the parking lots, all the parking lots right off the bat, right after prom week, which is right now. They will be building out into the football field. They're going to put a new soccer field in at the very far west of the high school. The football field will be relocated to the southeast corner of the high school, and they've purchased property, and they're going to add tennis courts. And there's going to be mostly a 2-4 high school, and it's going to contain new math and science buildings. And the old gym is going to be replaced, and English art wing connected to the auditorium. So it's really going to be exciting. Their plans look fabulous, and we're real hopeful there. We know that the parking is going to be an issue. So since they're demolishing that right off the bat, the first thing, there'll be a lot of parking up and down Center Street, Spartan Avenue. So we need to be extra careful, locals or people coming through, that just watch out for students crossing the street, because I don't think they're going to be using the crosswalks like they should.
And you were saying that it'll be, parking's going to be, the Center Street will be restriped, and people can, so the students will have places to park all along Center Street. So that's going to be a very busy, busy place. You need to watch out for the students as you're headed up in that direction. So, and you're saying also that this is ready to roll. When are they looking at, breaking ground, like maybe next week, or when are they going to start?
Yeah, the parking lots will be, there will be no longer parking in those lots. They'll be destroying those and starting the construction probably the first part of next week. So, yeah, this is a go-go, and they hope to be back, have the football field in and everything by mid-September. So, yeah, they're really going to get after it.
All right, so we've got that coming up. And then at the north end of town, you were telling me that you're going to have some new opportunities for people to stay at. So let's talk about glamping coming to Emery County and Castledale.
Yeah, we have in the northwest corner of Castledale, we have a big farm field. It overlooks the river, and the owners there have decided to start a glamping campground. These are real exciting. If you've never seen tent camping at its finest, this is it. And we're excited for them and their adventure, and we're hoping to promote that as much as possible.
And get people out there. And then let's wrap up with talking about something fun for the entire family, and that's the Easter egg hunt. When is it scheduled? Where's it going to be? All that good information.
March 31st, we're going to have our annual Easter egg hunt that is going to be CDC friendly. So no bunny's going to show up this year. No hugs, no pictures. Everybody's going to socially distance, and we're going to put masks on, and the kids are going to get out. It usually lasts about 10 minutes.
For the most part, yeah.
Get on your mark, get set, go, and they're off collecting Easter eggs. But after that, up and down Main Street to further promote our Main Street, we're going to have a scavenger hunt for teens and adults, and there's going to be some pretty good size eggs out there, and we hope everybody comes by and just does a little bit of walking around and see what they can find up and down our Main Street.
All right. Mayor Danny Van Wagner with Castledale, thank you so much for taking out the time. Now, if anybody has any questions about anything, how can they get a hold of people there at the city to answer some questions for them about, like, the Easter egg hunt and things like that?
Our phone number is 435-381-2115, and you can talk with Jackie or Lel, and they'll get you all lined up on all the information that you need.
Okay, thank you so much for taking out the time. We're going to let you get back to the business of Castledale City, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good, Dave. We'll talk to you again.
All right, take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.